All right, so welcome back to another podcast for Queer Christian Family Values. My name is Alex Birchnell, your host, and today we're going to actually talk about Psalms. Our pastor at Landmark Worship Center this past Saturday, or when I'm recording it, it's been this past Saturday, suggested that we start reading a chapter of Psalms every single day and to try to become closer to God, because if you want a relationship or to build on a relationship, you actually have to spend time together. And it's the same aspect for really just about anything in regards to relationships, whether it is with your spouse, significant other, with friends, family. If you want to grow closer or grow in your relationship and grow in better communication, you need to actually spend some time together. It just doesn't happen. It's not just magically going to be like, oh, poof, you're telepathic, I think is what it's called. You're not going to be able to read each other's minds. I mean, you're going to have to spend time. And that goes for with God. You need to spend time in the Word and learn how God communicates to you. Meditate on that Word and kind of go from there. So here in just a moment, we are going to dive right in. We're going to read the first chapter of Psalms, and yeah, we're going to get to it. All right. So we're going to be reading from King James, and I realize in the past I have read from the NLT or New Living Translation, but I've gotten a new appreciation for KJV, and I would like to read from that. So feel free to follow along with your own personal translation that you prefer, but I will just read. So this is going to be Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And I want to do a deep dive. I actually read some commentary articles about Psalms, because it's a lot that's packed into this chapter. Honestly, all of Psalms has a lot packed into it. And so I wanted to kind of get an idea of what others thought and then culminate my own views on it. And so verse 1 talks about the righteous that man does not do. Where it said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. When it talks about blessed is the man who walks not, blessed is Hebrew, or in Hebrew, blessed is Esher, which is E-S-H-E-R, which has the idea of happiness, contentment. And a cool thing about Esher is it comes from the Hebrew word Ashar. I'm probably butchering how you pronounce it, but that is A-S-H-A-R, which in its root, it actually means to be straight or to be right. So to not be crooked, to not be blemished, to not be unsightly. And blessed is the man speaks it on happiness, or the blessedness, the contentment of life of the man or woman who is right with God. And so the righteous man or woman or person will be a happy one. And another part of verse 1 is it talks about you're not going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And so it talks about you need to be able to concern or discern, excuse me, you need to be able to discern what counsel or advice you're getting from people. Is it ungodly? Is it wrong advice that they're giving you? And you need to be able to discern that. And a way to do so is to read scripture, read the word, spend time with God, know what the Spirit is guiding you to do so that you know how to discern it and build up that armor that the Bible continually talks about. God's word is the best counselor. It also talks about where the verse says, nor stands in the path of sinners. So those that are on the path of sin, the path, it speaks of a road, a direction, a way that this person is traveling down. And the righteous person knows that he or she or they do not belong on that path, are not going to be traveling down that road. And we as Christians know that oftentimes, in the majority of times, the road that is least traveled is actually the road that's going to bring us blessings. It's going to take us to the place that God wants us to be, that He is directing us down, and that is going to be the best place for us. So we need to make sure we're not following those paths that are going to lead us down the path of destruction, whether that's going to be drugs, alcohol, or dangerous situations, things that are going to damage our relationship with loved ones, or that's going to be damaging to our relationship with God. Honestly, everything that is negative is going to be damaging your relationship. And I like to tell people another way that they can discern whether a path is going to be good for them or not is the term agape, which is God's love. Are you doing things out of love? Now, when I say love, I'm not talking about lust or, you know, enjoyment or caring about something. I'm talking about a profound love that you feel deep inside of your bones that brings you peace and contentment and doesn't have anything to do other than that you just want to experience the love of God. And if you spend time in that place before you make your decisions, you are going to be led in the right direction because you are connecting with that spirit, the soul that God has put inside of you. This past service, our pastor talked about there are three things that we have as humans. We have the body, which is a physical. We're connected to the earth. It is just a physical, like, shell that's keeping everything, you know, together. And then you've got the spirit, which is, you know, your consciousness, your personality, who you are as a person. And then you've got the soul, which is literally the breath of God inside of you. And to have a whole life, you do need three things. You need the body, the spirit, and the soul. And if one of those things is out of whack, then your experience with God is going to be out of whack. But the cool thing is the soul will never weaken. So if we can trust that beyond anything, then we are going to be okay. But we also need to make sure we're taking care of all three aspects to be able to live a full life. And we need to, like I said, spend time in God's word so that He can build us up. And if we focus on those three things, we're going to avoid those paths that the sinners are going down. I'm reading out of my little notebook here. So if you hear some pages turning, that's what's happening. And another part in verse 1, it talks about, nor sit at the seat of the scornful. So scornful people, we all have experienced friends or people that we've been around that are just full of negativity and they want to constantly criticize other people. They want to gossip. They want to bring about negativity. They thrive in drama. And we need to stay away from that because that is going to, I mean, negativity. Speaking of those situations, so negativity can leech and latch itself onto you. So have you ever been at work, for instance? I know I have, where you're sitting near somebody and they are just griping about everything. I work at a bank, and sometimes I have an individual that I'm thinking about. I'll be working, and then all of a sudden on the other side of the office or near me, I'll hear them like smacking their desk out of frustration, typing or hitting their keyboard out of frustration, and just huffing and puffing. And that spreads, and that actually will make the entire, like, there's literally, you can look at a radius and it just spreads through the office, and everybody just ends up being in a really bad mood because this person is just so angry or frustrated that it literally just permeates the area. It's like they sprayed perfume or something, and it just permeates and just spreads. And that is like the scornful people that the Bible is talking about. Is it's talking about this type of people you need to stay away from, because it can leach into you. And it can spread, and you may not even realize that you're agreeing with them half the time, because eventually you're just going to be like, yeah, okay, just to shut them up, or, you know, they may actually change your mind on something. But, just try to stay away from this negativity as much as you can. We should be, avoiding this. Another thing that a commentary that I read, it was talking about how there are scornful people that are actually criticizing Christians quite a bit. Now it's not, when I say criticize, I'm talking about in a purely negative, bad-mouthing way, because I think that we all need to be able to look intrinsically on ourselves to see if we truly are following the righteous path of God. So it is good to have feedback, but when I'm using the term criticize, I'm talking about just mocking, just hateful ways of talking about other Christians. And the commentary I read was talking about how we should be proud to follow Jesus and be proud for him, be out and proud. Just like, you know, as we're trying to be out and proud as the LGBTQ+ community, we also need to bring Jesus along with us. So that is something to think about. Now in verse 2, it talks about what the righteous man does. It delights in the law of the Lord, and he actually meditates on it day and night. Throughout Psalms, the phrase law of the Lord is actually used to describe God's entire word, not only quote unquote the law portion of the first 5 books of the Bible. So the man delights in the word of God, the entire scripture, and actually takes time and spends time in God's word. So going back to when we first started this podcast, talking about relationships, you have to spend time with God and meditate and just experience. In the Bible, it talks about be still, and meditation is a part of that. You need to be still. We're always wanting to, whenever we talk to somebody, for instance, we tend to want to be thinking about what our response is going to be. So we're not even actually listening to the person we're talking to. We're just trying to think of, okay, what's going to be a good response? What should I say next? And with God and even any relationship, this can go into it. Just listen. Just be still. Don't think about what you're going to be saying next. Just actively listen to what they're saying and meditate. Think about what they're saying, and then you will see that your relationships are going to prosper. I know I am bad about it. I tend to have a motor mouth. I come from a family of talkers, and oftentimes I have to force myself to sit there and think, you know, what are they saying? What do they mean? And then you can actually have a better conversation and a better relationship with them. And the last thing that I really want to dive into is verse 3, where it talks about how the righteous will be blessed. And I'm recording this podcast in my car, so if you hear car doors shut or anything, I'm in the parking lot at work. So, how the righteous man is blessed. So he's going to be like a tree planted by the river, that brings from it fruit in its season, and the leaves will not wither, and everything that he does is going to prosper. So we're going to actually have a continual source of water. Now, this is going to make the trees, us, going to be stable with deep roots, and it's going to be marked by strength and stability. So we're going to constantly be satisfied in our life. And we're going to have a firm foundation to be able to spread out our roots, to spread out our wings, and actually spend time with God, because he's going to guide us in the right direction. So we're going to have a life of contentment and happiness. Now, that does not mean that things aren't going to be tough, because even with a good, strong tree, there's still storms. But it means that we're not going to be toppled over. We're going to have strength. And I wanted to share that with you and get your thoughts and my thoughts out in the open. And I thought that Psalms was a good place to start. And I want to know what you think. So send us an email. It's queerchristianfamilyvalues@gmail.com. You can go to our website, queerchristianfamilyvalues.com. You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Instagram is literally the same thing, just about everything. Queer Christian Family Values. The only thing that is not the same is Twitter, which is QCFV Tweets. I want to know what you think, and maybe I can talk about it in the podcast. We are looking for questions, because we want to do a Q&A segment on our podcast. So if you have any questions about coming out, how to grapple with your identity and your faith, if you just have any questions, advice, you want to share your story, drop us a line. You can also go to anchor.fm/QCFV, and you can actually send us a voice message that we can also put into our show, and I can respond, and you can actually be on our podcast. We can keep everything anonymous if that's something that you choose, or we can blast your social media, whatever you want us to do. Check us out and support us on what we do. Go to patreon.com/QCFV. We've got a bunch of cool stuff that is released before anybody else gets to see it. You also get discount codes for our merch store and all kinds of goodies. And with all of that being said, I will see you next time, and have a blessed day. Bye.